Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that all of you will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Oh,
So,
yes,
I believe that's what you hit them with, you know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, brother, because if the church don't be on one accord, how can we come together? How can we come to, we can't come with, we can't become a one-way man. It's with God first, Reverend. And that's what you've been telling me with this song. You know, and when we've won in Christ. We're not singular when you're there. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with your intellect, but it has something to do with your heart. You know, and if your heart is right, you will want your brother and your sister to come in and fellowship at such a time like this, man. Maybe I want to say this, and I want you to put in your own words, man, what that song means, because you wanted it on. You know, I remember hearing that you wanted it on. I want for somebody to, you know, play songs and hear songs. It's something in the wording, and sometimes you have to listen to some kind of song two or three times. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you, Reverend, that there's a song that's been sung for many years, Reverend. It will be long with you, Reverend. It's sung it many times, Reverend, if you don't mind, you know. It's sung it a lot of times, Reverend, and I believe it's still good today, Reverend. I really believe this song that we've been singing for many years is still resonating right now, Reverend. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We come humble before the throne of grace, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that covers us every day we come together, Lord. Lord, we cannot do anything without you. Our day started with you because you made it out of reality, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the things you have done and bestowed on to the church. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the song the Reverend put in and played. We thank him for how it was in his heart to put it together. And when you listen to the word, Lord, we all want with you, Lord. Lord, we don't want one singular, Lord. We want a little plural, Lord. We want to use together, Lord, and togetherness, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to understand who is this King that we worship. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who is this one we wake up in the morning and say, thank you for another day? Because it wasn't on yesterday that made it out of reality, but him, Lord. And then we thank you for your son, how he came down to 42 generations, Lord, and made it possible for us to be over here to say thank you for another day. Lord, we don't take it for granted. That's why we carefully tell you thank you. We honor you. We magnify you. Lord, if it was anything said prior in our lives, Lord, we ask you again, forgive us for that known and unknown sin. Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we believe in you, Lord. So, Lord, that's why we ask you, Father God, to have our own way, Lord. Lord, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Increase your spirit, Lord, the understanding, wisdom, and love, Lord. Let it leave with the heart with love, Lord. Move hatred and malice out of our heart, Lord, so we can look at people through you, Lord. We ask you this, Father God, in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. The earth is the Lord. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you know him. It ain't Eric's. It's not Reverend Henry. It's not nobody on this. I don't care how well you are. It is the Lord. It is what it says. In the fullness thereof, the world, they that dwell therein. I'll help you know this. Somebody know where I'm at. Somebody know where I'm at. Remember, the earth.
Come on now. Yes,
You know, man is sitting aside and think is here, but the earth is the Lord. I got to do this before I run too quick. The earth is the Lord.
Yeah.
In the fullness thereof, the world, they that dwell therein. So, I want to pause this. I'm going to move on a little quicker. Come on. I want to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. We can't make nobody do nothing. Brother, we can't, we want to tell them this and that and all that kind of stuff. Because we got two scriptures or four scriptures. Brother, it's going to take the blood one day. And some of us going to reach hell, but we understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because right now it's the opportunity to come in. So that's why when we do this, we call ministry, we let the Holy Spirit lead us, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We can't make nobody do nothing. You know, they want to stay on this earth and have fun and party and like in 1999, they say. Really, this day God gonna give it to him one day. But he established one day that the earth is his, and whoever dwell in it, and say that they are what a part of him. Reverend? They have access to that, Reverend. So for he that founded it up on the sea. Established upon the flood. Who shall, that's what it said, ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Reverend, he's separating this thing, Reverend. When we're preaching and teaching God's word, I don't care how much they pat you on your back, Reverend, how much they tell you how great thou are, Reverend, if you don't turn that thing back to Jesus, man, you'll be self-centered. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You've been puffed on love. And Reverend, you've been around long enough. The same one pat you on your back one day, they'll be saying, crucify you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, he told us right then. He made it real plain to us, Reverend. Who can do this thing, Reverend? Who can go to the hill, Lord? What, who can stand in his holy place? I know we both, but he said he didn't have clean hands. Reverend, he said he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who has lifted up his soul unto vanity and like I said, not sworn in deceitfulness. Hey, Reverend, do you know why I'm at, Reverend? You know what scripture I'm at, Reverend? I had to tell you what scripture I'm at. I had to actually tell you what scripture I'm at. Okay, then. All right, then.
Psalm 24.
So I'm going to sing a song to you. I'm singing a song to you, Reverend.
Come on, man.
Some songs
that's
you got
it.
To listen to the word, right? Reverend, he said he didn't have clean hands and a pure heart who had not lifted up his soul to vanity nor swore and deceived. He should have received the blessing from God and his righteousness and from God of his salvation. Hey, we can throw this thing up in there, Reverend. We just did it, Reverend.
Yeah.
We got Jesus in here now. Jesus in here now. He said, now watch this here. He said, those who have a pure heart, he did lift up his eyes and soul and vanity and sworn deceiving. But he said, but he shall receive. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord. And Reverend, you got the book open? What is it? Is that small cap, long cap? What is that? What is God and Lord is? Oh, we talking about
Lord
Jehovah.
Cap.
We dealing with Jehovah, man. We just transition now. We can Captain Moses' shoulder. Moses said, God told him, Abraham, I've seen. Abraham seen this here. Isaac has seen this. Almighty God. Jacob has seen this, but they know me, my name as Jehovah. They don't know my name, God. They haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but Jehovah is speaking, right, through who? Old David. Because he had to set some precedent, Reverend. He said, because righteousness from God is up his salvation. God is wanting every one of us on this, by the side of my voice right now, to make it in. It's a conscious effort that he did. He allowed his son to do what? Come to this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Sir.
He came to the earth and died for all mankind, brother. He didn't come for this earth to die for just a certain race. He came for all man. I think one book said neither Jew or Greek, Reverend. Neither bond or free, Reverend. He neither man or male, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, we all have an access to this thing. He didn't say you could be a colored child. He didn't say you could be a white gentleman. He didn't say you could be an Asian person. He died for all mankind. Salvation is there, Reverend. He said, you can take it.
Sir.
He said, well, let me tell you something. This is a generation, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Of them that seek him. Look, Reverend.
Yes.
That seek thy face. Oh, Jacob. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Dealing with Israel. When you hear Jacob, he's dealing with a metaphor, you know. He's dealing with Israel. And he'll tell him that. He said, this is a generation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe we're seeking him, Reverend. I believe we're seeking him.
Yes, sir.
We ain't seeking him for the intangibles and material things, you know, like folks far away in the morning, give me a car, give me this, give me that. You know, we ain't doing that. Remember, we're seeking for his coming. He's coming back. Can I say this again, Reverend? He's coming back.
Yes, sir.
He's coming back
for
a church like you and I. Somebody that's trying to live close to him. Even if we fall, Reverend, we got enough sense to get on up. and say, Lord, forgive me. But we don't play with that, Reverend, because we know salvation is at hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we know salvation is so close because you said prior to that you're seeking him, Reverend. So if you're seeking him, you're trying to do his will. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You're trying to do his will, Reverend. You won't be running loose and fancy, man. You'll be so careless doing that because we live in a time. I'm random talking, but let me random this way. We living in a time, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. That we got more time behind us, Reverend. We do.
Come on now.
We got more time behind us, Reverend. We not got more. I don't care what people think. If you're in a certain age, and you know what I'm talking about. When you're in a certain age, and you know you do the count the number right, man, you know you really got more time behind you do got in front of you. The Bible said, while he is yet near, we'll come to him. Seek him. Seek him. Holy, your whole body. Don't worry about fixing yourself. Because once you, that's why I love about when Jesus, when he came, and they talked about him, Reverend. They said, why is he eating with tax collectors? He said he didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinners. Oh, help me, hold it. What are you, Reverend? I'm a saved sinner. You're a saved sinner, Reverend. Saved by grace. Oh, help me, hold it. It wasn't because of what I did or what I'm doing. It's going to be because of the blood. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
help me
right.
Because then
That's
I can
right.
do this here, Reverend. I can do this here. Lift up your head. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ye gates. Be ye lifted up in everlasting door. Look what he said. And the King of glory shall come in. I love this thing.
Yeah.
When you get off in the Word, right, when you start reading the Word, and the Word tells you to lift your head, it encourages you, Reverend. Yeah, have you ever heard a song just to start encouraging, Reverend? You know, you said Christian.
Right.
We are one. That thing is trying to inspire something in your heart. Let you know, I'm with you, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Yes,
he said, lift your head up, Reverend. I don't care about what people talk about you. I don't care how people lift you up and put you down. Lift your head up. He said, when you lift it up, let me let you know, the doors are everlasting over here, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's so everlasting over here. I'm going to tell you, when you come in this thing, hey, Reverend, hey, when we get up and preach and we get up and do our thing, at the end of the thing, we don't do like we do a lot of places, but we really believe that you can walk in and leave a different way, Reverend. We really believe that, Reverend. We believe when you come in, the doors are open, and then you can leave, you know, and I know it's not a forced thing, but boy, when the Holy Spirit in you, and you really sold out for the Lord, brothers and sisters, you're going to walk into that everlasting door, because you're going to see the King. Have you ever went to church, Reverend? You seen the King of glory?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever came in, Reverend? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he
sir.
Came in,
yes, sir.
And when he come in, his coming in ain't going to be always your hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. He ain't going to always be your baby in your hand. Sometimes it just take you to your knees like Moses. He said, Lord, Moses, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground, brother. He told Moses to wash himself, clean himself before you come in my presence. Somebody said, what you saying? I'm trying to tell you. We can tell you that old cliche and all that stuff. That come in. That sounds good. But brother, sister, it's going to be a time we still coming as we are. When we going to start coming as we are? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We didn't got into the church now. We're into the church now. And we're still coming in as we are. He talking about somebody just first walking in. And once you done taste the heavenly gift, once you done felt the Spirit of God, you should remain the same. They should be, come on, he's going to be all right. That sounds good. Yeah, but it ain't got too close. They ain't going to be all right. Yeah, it's going to be all right, but God done gave you a word. He done turned your life. You done got in the presence of God. And you come in here Sunday, Friday, Tuesday. I skip some day and dinner. Monday, Reverend, you come all these days and still giving God that kind of worship. Man, God been too good to you. What? Just do something for me. Hold your breath about an hour. Help me, Holy Spirit. hold your breath about an hour. And tell them what God is going to do for you. You know, you'll call on a man. I heard a man, I know a man, let me tell you something, and he's a Muslim. Hear what I said now. And talking about our God, help me, that's what I believe, right? And he said he was on the house one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. And on the house, he was doing plumbing work. And on the plumbing work, he touched one of them live lines, and it shocked them so much. And know who we hollered for?
God.
Yes, sir. He didn't want no ally either. I might got it wrong, but y'all been with me, but I got it wrong. You know, but when God is in the building, see, his glory came in and helped the young man. And look at this day right here. Look at this day right here. Once you get there, right, I'm going to go home. He said, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even the ever. They said, what? Everlasting door. The King of glory should come in.
Yes, sir.
Who is this King, Reverend? Who is this King? The Lord.
The Lord.
Of hosts. He is the King.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much we do and what, how we do it. And God allowed that because the Bible said, let your light shine before man so that they see your good word and they'll glorify your Father, which is heaven. But let me tell you something. You just didn't hear the last part. He said, they glorify me. So when he come in, Reverend, we stand attention, Reverend. You know, it used to be a time when pastors walk in, they stand up and give reverence. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, they're reverence. They're reverence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're reverence on corner man walking in because he's in a position, right? But when the man of God used to walk in, everybody stands. Help me, Holy Spirit. They sit present because they know it was a man of God finna stand and be shepherd over their lives. You know, they used to respect the man of God by saying anything out of their mouth. That's why we go down the highways and byways and be having a lot of wreck because we run our mouth too much on the pulpit.
Right.
Now, I know some of them messed it up. I know some of them talk bad. I know the pulpit everywhere, everybody in there now. I know it's like that now. But let me tell you something. God's still looking at this. It still falls in that same scripture, Reverend. It still falls in that same scripture, brothers and sisters. What scripture is it? He said, don't separate them. He said, listen, we in the grow together, Reverend. He said, I will separate them. You know, I see too many times we do God's business, right? He allows us to do something because we find out one apple, one bad apple will spoil the whole bud. But God is an awesome God, and the knowledge, the wisdom he gives to the leader to know when to do some, when he called, when he had to let somebody, what is it, sit them down, Reverend. But I love the word, Reverend. The King have came in. The Lord of hosts.
Yes, sir.
He have came in. He been coming in our life every time we wake up in new mercy. Oh, him. Every time we wake up, Reverend, it's his grace, Reverend. Every time we move, we don't move without telling him, Lord, you've been so awesome to me. Lord, even in my worst hour, Lord, you look down on me and say, my son, Lord, who I'm well pleased with. Why would you say that? Because he looked at us through the eyes of Jesus. He looked at us through, I'm going to say this one again. He looked at us through the eyes of Jesus. If you ever been in the service, hopefully right now, that you feel God's presence, and you say, what is this change? I'm hearing his voice. What is the change? He's saying, can I have that presence in me? I'm not worthy to be able to call. None of us here. None of us worthy to stand before the King. But he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, help me. He's here. He's traveling to us right now. Somebody said, how do God come to church? Do you? We are the temple. He said, how does the devil come to the church? Do you? If you let him work into you. He's trying to sneak in and he's trying to divide us. He said, let me go to church with you a minute. He's in there. And he'd be like that old man one time, Reverend. They call a man in front of the church one day, Reverend. They call him in front of the church, man. And he was sitting out there, man. He was crying, Reverend. He was sitting out there, Reverend. He was crying real hard, Reverend. And they said everybody right there. So the old deacon went out there. The old chairman went out there, Reverend. And he looked at him and said, man, what's wrong, man? What can we do to you, man? You need the money, man? He said, no, I don't need no money. He said, they in there lying on me. He said, what you talking about? Who is you? What's your name, brother? And he said, no. He said, but who lying on you? What they saying about you? He said, and keep saying the devil made me do it. You remember, sometimes we got to take some ownership, brother. Don't blame everything on the devil, man. Sometimes this stuff, we done it, man. We get that devil too. Hey, that's us, man. God give us a choice to do. And he don't make it. And he's getting in the heavy too, brother. He don't force nothing on us. He never forced anything on us. That's why we so footloose right now. We do what we want to because we men, we women. You know, we can do what we want to. But let me tell you something. It's going to come a time when that King going to come in. That glory going to come in. That knee going to have to bow, real. That knee is going to have to bow. And when that knee bow, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I want to tell you something. The God we know, the understanding of the God we know, don't you know, Reverend, that he will, help me, Holy Spirit, he will have all of us say, Lord. You might not be saying it now. You might, some of them might do it in praise. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of them might be saying,
yeah.
Lord, I believe now. You're going to be hollering for some straight-up mercy. But when you get to see him, he say, well done, Reverend Henry. My faith, thy faithful servant. Brothers and sisters, it's going to be a different one when someone go to him and don't know him. And then serve him. Then choose him as their Lord. This is what Isaiah was saying. Quit sparing these people. Quit sparing them because you're allowing them to live any kind of way. Tell them what I told you to tell them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Tell them the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is through Jesus, eternal life, it's there. But we got to tell you, you got a reward. Which reward do you want? Which reward, you know, when the King of Glory come in, when the Lord of hosts come in, who you going to serve? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who you going to call on? Yes, sir. You can't call on mama. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can't call on daddy. Oh, help me. You can't call on uncle. You can't call on Jethro. Reverend. You can't call on nobody. If it be His will, because we find out it's going to be a great tribulation coming. Oh, some of us going to have to lay back. We're going to have to fight a little bit, Reverend. We got to watch out for the mark of the beast, Reverend. They call it the 666, Reverend. Whether it be a name or written on you, you know. We know it's coming. They got all these gadgets now that you can't buy and sell, do different things. You go to certain jobs, you got to wear your palm around to get into the place, you know. The easy little thing in, we just don't know how it's going to be. But I want to tell you this is me now. I'm not a scholar by none, but I want to tell you, until that day come, and when it come, if you deny Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, if you deny the Savior, that's when it comes. You don't eat. That's why he tells to fast now. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why he tells to fast now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why he tells to fast now. So when it comes the time you can't buy and sell, brother, sister, you've been prepared. Any athlete to be real good in what he's doing, someone doing good in their craft, they have to practice, Reverend. They have to get in some kind of recreation to help them to endure some things, Reverend. You know, we play ball, Reverend. The fourth quarter hit, and we run. You know, you ran and played a little ball or something, and then we run another 2 hours after that because we're trying to get the endurance up. It's going to have to – you're going to have to have Jesus inside you when this comes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I say that, Reverend, because we're living in the end time. We're living in the last days now. We're living in that day. Brothers and sisters, it's coming. Be coming. And I'm going to say this in passing. I'm going to say this really in passing. You can come. Yeah, you can come as you are. I said it earlier. Well, it's sometime when you come to the church, once you've been in the church for a little while, there should be some change. You shouldn't be so comfortable leaving out and in and still living the same way. There should be some conviction and change in your life. There should be so much, it should be evidence that God is in your life. That's why he said, let your light shine before man. Hey, Reverend. He said, let it shine for man, Reverend. He says, let your Father in heaven would be glorified. But watch this, Reverend. A lot of us got a light, but we try to hide it. And you might be like Peter. He couldn't hide his light. He even cussed him out. He still couldn't hide his light. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I'm saying, what's this in you? I don't care how they talk to you. You ain't nothing. You this and that. That light is in you, brothers and sisters. I don't care how much they talk about you. God is still there. We got some imperfection in every one of us on this phone. Every one of us can point out there's something wrong with each other. Every one of us, even from the pulpit to the welcome committee, we all got some kind of imperfection.
Sir.
But I want to believe something.
Yes, sir.
I really want to believe something. I really believe we're changing day by day. I really believe
that
one day God's going to stop us from doing from us. When they really get closer to our heart, we're going to stop doing something. We're going to be like that one that where the Lord forgive us and give us salvation. We're going to believe it. We're going to be that one. And we're going to get in. We're going to make it in. And I thank the church for the prayer. I thank the church for the Holy Ghost. I believe that he spoke. no one had to tell me God don't move, because I believe what the preacher told me over 20-something years ago, Reverend. Hey, he told me, he said, boy, once you get Jesus in, you sit down. He said, because you done your job. It ain't how hard you holler, how high you jump. He said, when you land, be the practice of the preaching that you preach, man. He said, people shouldn't just hear you holler. They should see you, all heavenly Holy Spirit. They should see it.
Yes, sir.
You know how emotional we can get. Oh, he sounds so good. Mm-hmm. He did so good. And then he go out there and look like he never picked up a Bible. What they said, what they call it what? He said, form of godliness. But deny the power of God. Yeah. I know him right there. And he said some need to be. He said some need to sit down, Reverend, and be taught instead of teach. Oh, I'm in the book, Doc.
Yes, sir.
That's why when it gets real close to the end, he gonna have his people standing up and preaching that word. He gonna have the preacher going and preaching real strong, Reverend. It gonna be so strong, Reverend, that the sound doctrine people ain't gonna want to hear. They gonna want to hear the itchy ear stuff that will tickle their fancy. They gonna be like that over in Deuteronomy. They gonna sound like a love song to them, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It gonna be like a love song.
Yeah.
They gonna be thumping their feet, clapping their hands. Oh, it's so beautiful. But But not doing what they hear. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But they're not doing the word. Mm-hmm. So don't be the doers of hearers of the word, but doers of thy word. May God bless you.
Yeah.
May God always be with you. May he comfort you with his love. May him always touch you. And when he touches you, you feel him and not another person. Let the Lord move something in your heart today and say, today I want to follow him. Today I want to get a little closer and change my little walk with him. Today I want to be so close with the Lord that whatever he has for me, I want to be for me. So may God bless you and keep you always in my prayer. Remember, that's all I have, Rev. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Out of here. Yes, he is the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. The whole world, they that dwell therein. That wraps it all up. But we owe the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Thank God for what we have heard. Oh, thank you, Lord. What we have heard and experienced. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Another coming together. Worship service. Thank you, Lord. We want to just take time out. You know, we need to just take time out. Every time we think about it, just tell the Lord, thank you. For your goodness, for your mercy, surely for your grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see you, Aiden. Praise the Lord. Got a little trouble with my phone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Honoring God. She said, hey, Martha, God bless you. She said, again, honoring God. God's children do his will for his glory. Oh, yes. You're right about it. She said, God's children do his will for his glory. Also, she said in today's reading, John 15:1-5, Jesus said, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Praise the Lord. If you abide, hallelujah. If you allow to spend some time with the Lord, in other words, hallelujah, and remain in the Lord and let him remain in you. And there's going to be a work that's going to take place. Oh, hallelujah. You can understand more of what was taught today. Just honor God. Praise the Lord. Honoring God makes a change come about. Honoring God lets you know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, those that dwell therein. Hallelujah. God bless you. You open, Brother D.
Amen. Good morning.
Brother, good morning.
Yeah. Another great word. Not going to hold the flow long. I just listened to my brother, and something came to mind as he was speaking. And I enjoyed what he said. And he said, you shouldn't keep coming as you are. And then I thought about it real, and the Lord just dropped it on me as I was thinking. You know, you keep coming as you are, because that's all you're doing. You just coming. See, when you come into the building that you call church, you'll keep coming as you are. But when you come unto the building, unto the Lord Almighty, see, then you no longer come as you are because now you're a changed person. you become new. That's when all old things have passed away. But as long as we just keep coming for a fashion show, coming to see who showed up, who got a new car last week. Oh, it's tax time now. Let's see who went and bought a new Mercedes or a new Cadillac. See, there you keep coming as you are. Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the word again. I enjoyed it yesterday as well. I couldn't tell. I was listening, but I couldn't come off mute. Too much noise. But I was just listening to him, and the Lord just dropped it on me as he was talking. You will continue to come as you are as long as you just come. Become sincere. Come sincere. Yeah. Ask the Lord to change you. Ask the Lord to cleanse you. That's what the Bible says, man. You can't clean yourself. You don't want to feel the rag. That's what he told me, and he said, you can't do it. But come unto God instead of coming into and watch him do it for you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Come on, my brother.
I don't know if we're still on or not. Brother D, brother, just 1 second, if you don't mind. Hey,
come on, bro.
God, when I was speaking, right, God, see, y'all know if y'all teaching, y'all know, God will give you some right in the middle of what you're doing, and it'll come on out.
Yes, he will.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he will. Yes,
so when I was speaking, and he put in right just then, he said they coming, and we tell them to stay as they are. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? No, we tell them to come,
amen,
but don't stay as they are. But they really are doing that, Reverend. They're really doing that,
right.
Reverend, Brother D.
Yeah.
They are coming and staying at us because we line them to do it because we tell them it's going to be all right, baby. But the tough preaching. Mama gave us some tough love, Brother Tim. Daddy gave us some tough love. And sometimes that tough love ain't, boy, I'm going to tell them, whoop your butt. You know what I'm talking about? And you keep doing what you're doing. You stay with that. You keep doing. You stay right there. You better change. So that's what the word got to do. We got to tell them and to quit sparing them because what they thinking is so comfortable. We let them know the King of Glory have came in. So when the King of Glory come in, if you can remain the same, I bear the difference if he's in you. Because when God come in, Brother D, you can't sit there. I don't care how much noise behind you, Brother D, Eric. I don't care how much noise coming down. You must literally touch the button and say, I hear you, brother. And click back on. You know what I'm talking about?
You know something, bro? It's funny you say that because I like to tell people there's a scripture for everything. When Jesus, look here, when the Lord said there's nothing new under the sun, he meant just that. There's a scripture for everything. My brother said something just then, and I thought about a scripture just that quick. The scripture says, once you come under the knowledge of Christ. See, a lot of us are coming to the church, and we're not under the knowledge. See, once you knowledge of Christ, he said, there's no more sacrifice for you. See, once you accept the fact that Christ cannot go back to the cross for you again, now you're coming to change. Until then, we just coming. That's what brother trying to tell you. A lot of us are just coming to the building. We're not coming of the building. We're coming into the building. You got to come unto Christ. He said, come unto me. He didn't say come in. He said, but come unto me.
I will give
you rest. See, you're not looking for rest when you come in to see in the name
that's
of
it.
Jesus. You're not looking
that's
for
it,
rest, brother, when you come in for a fashion show. You come in to see who's going to look at you. You come in to tell somebody, this is my seat. You know,
I truly
enjoyed myself this morning. I enjoyed the word. My brother says something all the time, and it's so true. There's just no substitute for it. There's nothing to take the place of it or how you word it. There's just nothing can fill you up like the word of God. If you want to get full, taste the word.
See how good.
Taste the word.
See how good he is.
See that he's just how good he really is. Just taste the word.
You better get on there. You know how long winning man is. You better get in there. You better keep that toe in. You better let go of that transmission. You're going to burn that transmission up.
Well, I just wanted to say, like Brother D said, great, great word. But I also wanted to, since you were speaking, I wanted to bring it up. I sent you a video of hatred and
yeah.
teaching how people teach people
yeah.
and their children how to be so. And I just was going to ask Rev that he would pray that, you know, our eyes be open
yeah.
as well as theirs, and that God, he said, if my people are called by my name would humble themselves and seek his face
and
turn from their wicked ways. And then he said,
then
will he hear from heaven. Then he will forgive their sin and heal the land. Our land needs to be healed, because anytime a parent can sit there on national television and tell his children to hate other people because of the color of their skin, never seen them before, don't know nothing about them, but just hate, pure hatred. And even to the point they said, send them all back to their own country, because this is our country. And the man told them, no, the native Indians that were here, this is their land.
That's it.
Came over here. And I said, so you need to go back where you came from then. But what I'm trying to say, all that is hatred. And in this thing right here, our Lord and Savior taught love. He is love. And that's what we have to do, is demonstrate love. And I was just going to ask, I thought it was going to be Reverend Henry, just to pray that, you know, that hatred just got to go, man. And we got to continue to stand strong. And I guess it came at the time when Martin Luther King's time was, you know, when they were celebrating, and I guess they wanted to put that out there, all that hatred, and it's time up. We need to grow up, man, because it's just sad. But thank you, Rev, for the word today, and that's why I just came off of mute to try to just ask for that, because our country truly needs it. From our politicians, they think it's okay to lie, you know? They think it's okay
mm-hmm.
to cheat. They think it's okay to be slick and all those things. It's time for us to grow. How can we tell our kids not to lie and cheat and do the things that we do
when
we see all of our leaders doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
so,
it, too. That
was very disturbing. That was very disturbing
yeah.
when I seen
man.
That video. Man, it's
that's
so sad.
That's terrible.
It's true. Yeah, it's true, man. It's people,
you know,
that teach their children to hate, man. That's sad, man.
To hate, man.
That's sad, man. That's tough, man. That's sad.
But you know, some of my brother, you know, I went through this last week with a couple of guys, including my son. As bad as it is that they sit up and teach hatred, there's still some good people on that side. I can't do it like Trump says, good people on both sides. But some people's pigmentation is not as dark as yours. Some of it is so light until it be almost red. But yet there's some good in those people. And I'll tell you a quick story real quick. An uncle of mine would have been taken to jail, and we already know what happened in the 50s and 60s. He'd have tried to break out that night, and it'd kill him. And the only thing he would have said, well, the old boy tried to break out of jail, John, I had to shoot him. And that would have been the end of it. You know, and this is why King came at the time he came. And later on, things changed, but he was able to hold to a preacher nonviolence. But that was something else I wanted to say real quick, and I'll get out of the way. I heard my brother say something about a Muslim guy and say he touched the electric line. You know, there's a young man, got a few years behind him now. He's called Christ the Blue-Eyed Devil, didn't he?
Yes.
And his body got stricken with pain. Sickness came up on him. And the doctor wasn't for sure whether he would make it or not. But he said something in a speech I heard him say. Yes. He said, Brother Tim, you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. Brother Tim knew what he said. He said something, Brother Henry. He said something. He said, I learned. See, that's what we got to
learn.
We got to learn. He said, I learned to call upon the name of the Lord. He went away from God. All of a sudden, he wasn't the blue-eyed devil no more. He said, I learned to call upon the name of the Lord. But you have been preaching separation. You have been teaching many years. Wrong. Yes. Yes. See, you didn't do like... You didn't do like Reverend Jeff Wiggum did. Reverend Jeff Wiggum said, for over 60 years, I taught this wrong.
Yeah.
And I had to come back and say it. He came out, and you know something, Robert? At that point in time, he was writing. In other words, he was forgiven right then.
Yes, sir.
Right then, he was forgiven.
The same.
That scene was cast out yeah. right then.
So,
Yes, it was cast out.
I know we live in a time that I believe what that scripture said in this generation, that there are some people seeking God, man. And I think that's waving God off, man, because you and I know, and we read the Bible, just what we know, we believe that that's why he hadn't really came back, man, because there's some people really seeking him. And the book said it like this, north, south, east, and west, right? But we paraphrase and say, until it reaches all generations, until it reaches everywhere, that's when he coming. He's coming, man.
He said, must be. And what's so killing about it,
we believe that. You know what I'm saying, man? We believe that. We believe that he's coming back. You know, we used to say the most spiritual song. Oh, no, they're not going to turn me around. You know, tell me, we say them. Father, I stretch my hand. We used to say, shine on me. Let the light from the light have shine. We used to say them songs got us over, man. Whether it's just another day, let the Lord have what? He kept me. We sung them songs, man. It kept us, man. You know what I'm talking about? I know they talking about dropping like it's hot. Whatever the song they got, they're probably too old there. Huh? I know they listen to the big old and all that, straightening and all that. You know, I know they got it out there like that. But, man, one day, the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, going to come in, Reverend Henry. Brother Tim, he going to come in. Yes, sir, he coming. Yeah. You better know the man.
I heard the songwriter say the same thing. He said that he's coming back. And if you don't believe nothing, you better believe that. He's coming back. That's what he said. So I said, wow, you know, and the Bible tells us these things. But, you know, I didn't want to get too far. I didn't want to mess up anything. But it just touched, it broke my heart. You know, I've seen people who have their political differences. I know that sometimes the color of our skin turn people off. But I just, when I saw that much hatred into a person's soul being taught and fed down through generations, I just said, you know, we need some prayer. We need some help because our land is sick, and we need some help, man. And I just don't know. It's just sad to see. That's why I sent it to you, Red, because I figured you would get it. You would understand what I want. I just wouldn't send it to anybody. I sent it to you because I wanted to make sure that it was understood that the reason I sent it is because I wanted us to pray for that kind of hatred and sickness.
Ooh,
because the devil and God in them people's soul and heart and mind and lifestyle, and it's just so much hatred. Those are the people that walk around and take an AK-47 and shoot down little idiots. Those are the same type of people that walk in a crowd of people laughing, having, enjoying a concert, and pull out an AR-15 fully automatic and go through 150 rounds and kill 60 and 70 people. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Because that's what the devil wants them to come on, you know, and help me out. Come on, man. We need some help here. Mm. It touched my heart.
You're so right.
It did. So that was sad, man, to see people hate like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this here, and I know even our race, there's a certain people
level
teach hatred like that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad, man. You know, and like I was just saying, I guess the scripture went with it then, Brother Tim. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. It went with it, you know. It really, you know, somebody think it's theirs, man. The way that some of the stuff they say, and then what's so crazy about it? We might miss it, Brother Tim. Hope prayerfully, you don't. But Brother Tim, they actually thank God telling them to do it.
Say what they say.
Some of them are saying that. Some of them have actually said that. God told me to do it. Yeah, some of them said God told me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a shame what they
do. These people, man. They come like the scripture said, what seemed right to man. That seemed right to them.
Yeah, that's what it
is. It seemed right to them. It really seemed right to them. I mean, you remember that, whatever little girl was talking and what that was, you can't tell her she was wrong. It was embedded in her.
The real, what did the word say, though? It says, what seemeth right to man, he said, but the end thereof.
Lead the destruction.
Destruction. Destruction.
Yeah.
That's the hurting
part. But, man, again, Brother D, if you heard that conviction, I'm going to be saying to you, she was thinking that's right, man. That's why when we preach, the devil got so much hand in it, right, that you can't hear the truth, right? Because when we say God is love, we can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if God was so much in love, why he bring them apes over here? Help me, Holy Spirit. I can't be clean.
Right.
Now.
I know
why he bring them over here?
I know what you mean.
You know,
what you mean.
Brother Tim said it right. None of us, who was over here before we were. Come on, man. If you read the Bible really closely, Brother Tim, if you read it really closely, somebody was here before us. I'm about to go get that. Somebody was here before. He said, "Go replenish."
That's what he said. Read
the word. Now.
That's right. That's
somebody
right.
was here before us. Remember him?
And then he didn't tell me to replenish Detroit, Chicago. He said, "Replenish the earth."
Earth, yeah.
And in order to redo something, that means it's already been done.
Didn't it take away for that ultimate lifestyle. It took that away because the same sex can't replenish. I don't care what they do. They can clone all they want. They can't do it.
That's right.
Hey, but one person I know cloned some, and he walked this earth, and that was Jesus Christ. He said, let us make man. He said, let us make man. Come on, man. Hey, y'all been in the book later than that. We're supposed to be getting out of here. He said, let us make man. Let us make man a what? Not a me. He said, of our
image.
I don't even know I know that. He said, the earth is mine. Quit trying to clone me. You don't even know how I look. Yes, you know something? You don't know how I look.
The Bible says he going to separate the right from the wrong. He said, let the wheat and the chaff grow together.
That's it.
And that's what's happening right now. God gonna separate.
Yeah.
And Reverend Ryan,
when
you said people come into the church and they just sit there and they never grow or mature and the word don't get down on them, that's the same thing because I'm looking at with them people. So hey, they may call it that God told them, but they have never received God's love inside
there
of them because you can't love anyone in your heart. You can't have the real, genuine love on the inside and then hate a person like you do. Like
Bro Tim, you can't love and hate at the same time, Bro Tim.
It don't mix.
You can't do both.
Right.
It don't mix. There's a scripture for that, though, Bro. There's a scripture for it.
Yeah,
he said you love one and you're clean to the other. He said you hate one and love the other. He said you despise one. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So,
since y'all don't want to hang up the phone, he did this here, Reverend Henry. So they don't want to hang up, Reverend Henry. Since y'all did that, look what he did. He said, I have not seen.
No,
did I need some help with that? Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. We can't make God an absolute because once you make him an absolute, he'll change. He can do that. But when I say this, Reverend, that might not be a change. Help me. Forgive me, Lord. It might not be a change. He gives in parts. Help me, Holy Spirit. help me, Holy Spirit. You think it's a change, but he just gave you what you can handle at that time, Reverend. If he gave it all to you, a little bit ahead with a burst.
You couldn't stand it all. You couldn't stand it all. He has to
give
it
to us.
And he, not only do he give it to us in segments, he give it to us in small snippets. He can't even give us a whole cup.
He
give it to us in small. Couldn't even give it to us, man.
Look how many people are really intelligent, really geniuses. You know what I'm talking about? How they are. You can ride with some. I rode with somebody who was very, very small, and the bug hit the windshield, and they were just thinking about the dramatic of the impact of that, how it bursted like it would. It was going through their mind. They're so small. But God could just take them one thought, Brother Tim, and he can miss all of that.
Come on, man.
Well, there's a passage of scripture for that, Brer. There's a passage of scripture for that. They were so smart, they were going to build their separate tower, wasn't it? They were going to build right over there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a passage of scripture. I don't care what you say. I don't care what I say, bro. There's a passage of scripture already. I'm pro-told it. They're going to build their separate tower in heaven. He had already seen it coming because he already knew it before.
Yes,
he knew it before. He's going to stop this rat now.
Yeah, he had to unscramble their mind, didn't he? That's the only time I ever seen he didn't want the church on one accord.
So, you know, Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry, he's enjoying it, but he doesn't know exactly. He understands what we're doing, but he didn't see the video, so he don't really know what the impact is that me and you have seen. And that's why. So, you may have to let him bring him up to speed what's going on. But, my God, I just couldn't believe that, Reverend Henry. You never seen hatred till you see it like that. And that reminded me back past Martin Luther King, my mama's days and things like that, how the hatred was just spread and it saturated their hearts and their mind and their spirit, and then they tried to put it on God. No, that ain't God. That's not godly. And then so I just can't, and it just touched my heart. I'm sitting there looking at it, I said, how could they do that? So I just wanted you to pray for us because we need it. This country, this world, this time, and all the Bible is fulfilling itself. But we know that prayer changes things. We know that is a weapon that we have that we can use against the enemy when we can go to our Father in prayer. We know that when we have loved ones that are sick, like they are sick in their mind, because that's still my brother, whether I don't like his ways and thoughts. So I need to pray for him. And that's what I wanted. I knew that you would be a great candidate for it because I know you've seen the hatred that I saw myself. And our young people don't understand how when a person of age has been through some things, and they'd like to tell you, well, son, you might be that way today, but back then you couldn't do that, you know. Back then you couldn't have got away with what you get away with now. So I just wanted to tell my brothers, that hatred, that spirit is still lingering around. That it's still looking and finding someone that it can make home with and stir up. And I just say, man, that's terrible. Even when you see it. Like I said, we saw it on videos and some of our parents told us about, but I seen that personally right then and there. Look at that hatred right there. That's terrible. But go ahead, Rev. I'm getting out the way. Thank you.
You're on it, man. That's good stuff, Jeff. Ooh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, Rev. Reverend him?
It's a shame. I tell you, it really is. It's a shame that people still have their mindset, but they are.
And you know something, Reverend,
I think to myself sometimes, I say, and we all say it's a shame that people still have that mindset. But then again, I look at what the word say. I keep going back to that. The scripture says it. The Bible says, and I paraphrase this thing for man, he would rather that none be lost. But I like the way he's saying that because he let me know in words, I'm not going to make it in.
That's it, man.
And there's another passage of scripture. He said, "The preacher get up. The preacher when the preacher do the benediction, the preacher said, I see that there's none. He said, but yet there is room. So the Lord, letting us know in words that all is not going to make it, but it's room for all of us. Yeah. The Lord letting us know that.
Can I be controversial?
Come on, my brother.
Can I be controversial, man? I know we posted a bit of love like 10 hours ago. Can I be controversial? I want to see this in a way that, y'all help me now, you know, because I'm going to say something that's going to be very controversial. You might not want to hear me after this one here. No more in your life when I say this. There was a time, man, that we got done real bad as a race. There was a time that you had to step to the side when folks walked to you. There was a time that it really was that you paid and you had to go all the way to the back. And where I was from, they had two doors. You pay and get off, and then you go to the other door and come in. You know, there was a time when you had the same amount of money to eat, and you had to go and go in the back. You know, there was a time when you truly was called a certain word. There was a time grown men and little boys spit on them, and they just looked their head down and keep on walking. There was a time when it was so bad on us. I'm just keeping it real, Doc. People might not like what I'm going to say. There was a time that God allowed us to go through some pressure like that, some tribulation like that, to build us for our generation of today. You know what I'm talking about? Now, our grandkids, you know, and some of our great-grandkids, they don't understand what the forefathers went through. You know what I'm talking about? And some of them over here right now probably had to say yes, sir, no, sir, to somebody 18, 16 years old. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And they had to do it. You know what I'm talking about? And was very disrespectful to them. And if you look them in the eye, don't look at me, they call them a certain word, you know. I looked at my birth certificate, Reverend Henry, Reverend Riles, Brother D. I looked at it, and it had a certain name. It wasn't African-American. It wasn't a black American either. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It was that N-word on that. It blew my mind when I said that. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I grew up in that kind of era. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why and then we got more love for... Now, watch this here. My uncle, man, I'm going to just use that like this here. Because I know, you know, he ate it right now, right? My uncle, right? Hey, man. Hey, man, he come a long way when I first started coming. He come a long way, but, boy, he can't stand him. You know what I'm talking about? And he go you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, Robert, I got to get back outside. I'm here. No one's going to call me. Let me say this real quick. I went through this last week on our Wednesday night service. I caught the end of a lot of what you were singing right now. And when I say the end, I don't mean the last two or three days. I caught the last... And probably 10, 12 years of it. Sometimes my shoulder hurt right now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my shoulder hurt me when I think about it, because how many times my grandfather grabbed me by my arm and snatched me off the sidewalk. Boy, you see Mr. John coming, and Mr. John might be younger than me, and I was only 12 or 13. You know, you had to call them sir and ma'am, and your grandparents had to call them. But thank God for Jesus. See, thank God for Jesus. And this is why I tried to tell some people last week. God allowed man to go through that. If you want some strength, he'll send you through some trouble. God allowed man to come through some trouble to be stronger today.
Because
I had a few people on the line last week could not understand, Brother D, when I was trying to explain to him. Brother Dog was trying to help me explain to him. We was not strong enough to do what could have been done or what we felt should have been done. Then, like we are now, and we try to talk in the now like it was in the then. In the then, you couldn't do it. You had a shotgun that they gave you, and the sight was bent on the shotgun just for you to run records with. That was a time they could ride around with their rifles in the back window of their pickup truck, and we couldn't do that.
There was a time you could not get caught on that side of town unless you had football, basketball, or baseball uniform on.
Yeah.
I caught the end of that.
Yeah.
They built a gymnasium onto the church where my grandfather worked. He worked at the biggest Methodist church in my hometown. Today they say he was a custodian, engineer, which was nothing but a janitor. And my baby uncle and I used to stand at the door. I always have been a basketball. I've been a sports fan. My baby uncle and I would stand at the door and just wishing we could go in there and play ball with him, and we couldn't. Wasn't allowed in. But then every now and then, one of the boys would come, and they running from the range of, say, 14 to 10. One of them would come to my grandfather. At the time, my grandfather was 36, 40 years old. And they would say, Charlie, can the boys come in and play with us? You know what I'm saying? But now my grandfather couldn't tell him, Bob, John, Joe. He had to say, oh, yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I got it.
And Brother Henry,
kids today don't want to listen to us. Kids today don't want to listen to us when we tell them you couldn't do nothing about it at that time. Other than get yourself killed. I started to tell you.
It was some rebellious of it, but it was most of them.
Oh, yeah.
Can you take that and bring it into today's
Those that rebel, look what happens to them.
So that people understand what we're saying is that use that in biblical terms, too, so they can see why we're what we're saying. We're not just talking because it was racial stuff back then, too. Were you an Egyptian or were you a Berber? Were you, Hebrew? Were you this or that Greek? Or, you a Roman? There was always some prejudice stuff going on. There was already, so what we're saying, this, like Brother D. Early said, this quoted script, ain't nothing new under the sun, but we want to make sure that we're teaching that we're not just saying this is out of our...
Sing out one race.
Right. It's been going on for a long time, and we
long
need to
time.
Know why that it's in the Bible that it was that way, So just wanted them to know that I'm not just going on a tangent or something that's political or something like that, but it's out there. And we need to know that there's a devil.
When I learned, Brother Tim, see, what God gives you, man, you have to, if you give it to you from your heart, it has to be a light to it. You know what I'm talking about? See, that's why the preached word has to be when God, like I told you in the middle of my sermon, right? Remember a little disco was what ago, whatever how you want to call it. When it was committed, he twisted. He said, they coming, and we tell them to stay. Come as they are, but they stand as they are. You know what I'm talking about? And he don't want that. He wants them to change. Just like you got that right there, and Reverend Henry got that song, you know what I'm talking about? We are one. We are Christian. You know, God give us that in a moment to encourage the people, because don't be relaxed and be complacent, because this time we got here is getting very short. So we got to warn the people about what's around us, you know, everyday life, you know. We have to warn them. Yeah, everyday life. I know we long-winded. They got some long-winded folks on here. But let me tell you something like this here. I don't know who is helping. I was so glad when they said unto me. I know you know what I'm saying. That got perfect.
My phone was on mute. Let us go.
To the house of the Lord.
My phone was on mute. So glad.
And I want y'all to do something for myself, right? I want you, Reverend Henry, to know I got a few things I'm doing right now, right? I want you guys to keep me in your prayers, you know what I'm talking about? Keep me in your prayers, you know? And, if you think about something, keep me in your prayers, you know. I'll tell you what, God is doing some things. Keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Now we talked about, the latter part of that, how it was, and there's always been some type of prejudice.
Right.
One beautiful thing came out of it. That was a a woman. Sumerian woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, it was.
She got.
Hey, Reverend, at the way. I got to put my phone on mute. But I'm going to show you something real quick. I got to put my phone on mute. God is just wonderful. He's just wonderful to man. I spoke to my brother Dog last week, and I told Dog, I said, God make no mistakes. Because Tuesday, brother Dog, like they said, that's Brother D show, he do what he want to do. Well, you know, I always say it's our service. Well, Monday is when we had this discussion about what we're speaking of today, right now. And a few of them didn't gel with what I was trying to tell them, what Brother Dog was trying to tell them. So I had said to myself, I said, well, come Tuesday, I'm going to cut the service a little short because I'm going to bring this back up because I need them to understand what we're trying to explain to them. But my heart had to not be right. See, because Brother Dog wrestled all day long trying to get the show up. He couldn't get it up. He could not get that show to come up for nothing. So I spoke to him, and I told Dog, he said, you didn't mention it Wednesday night. I said, no, the Lord had corrected it. I said, but my intent was to bring it back up Tuesday. And see, God would have been leaving alone. I probably would have said some things to some people in a certain way that they wouldn't have liked it. And here we are talking about today and letting the Bible correct. What the Bible says. There's a scripture there. He says he's eligible for doctrine, reproof, correction. We're letting the scripture do the correction. See, Tuesday, I would have been trying to do the correction. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to try to do the correction Tuesday, but the Lord is doing the correction today in the name of Jesus. And you got the nerve to not believe in my daddy. Something wrong with you. You got the nerve to not accept God. Now, if anyone that think I'm lying to him, call Brother Dog right now and see that him and I discussed this Wednesday. And I tell him, I said, no, I'm going to leave it alone, Dog. I said, but I was going to bring it up Tuesday. It wasn't going to be sweet. God has made it
sweet. Reverend Henry, I'm going to do something. He don't do this on his ministry, Reverend Henry.
I know you had something to say.
Brother Willard Dog, you've been summoned, man. You know, you've been summoned, man. If you're too busy to say something. You can wait till next week to see it, you know. You've been summoned, man.
But Dog would tell you that this was a discussion Wednesday. But see, God is in the midst this morning. God is in the midst. He's doing the correction today, you said something, man.
No Reverend called it. Dog probably don't want to talk, man. You said something, Reverend. I mean, he said something, Reverend. I know you called it. He literally repented too. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen. He said it in a way that he's seen
that if he'd have said something, it would have stumbled somebody. And that's his favorite thing. I don't want to be a stumbler. I don't want to be.
Amen. He heard something,
and God didn't make no way for it to happen because everybody ain't ready for the truth, and God know when to give it. You know what I'm talking about? He said, I might have gave it in a corner sense. Maybe it might have been too far over the head for them to hear it, but God did it another way. And he gave homage to that. And that's why I heard the humility there, man. Reverend, you hear that, Reverend?
Come on, help us with it. I heard the Spirit of God when he said that.
Yeah, I heard you. He was using you just then, brother. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's a platform for everything.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Had it been me and Reverend Henry, it's a great possibility. It would have been all the way wrong.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
Because for the life of me, by me living through some of this stuff, Reverend Henry, I couldn't understand for the life of me why they wouldn't listen to me, why they wouldn't listen to what I and Brother Dog was trying to tell them. And I'm constantly telling them, I came through a lot of this. And I caught the end of it. Just imagine how it was in the 50s and the early 60s. I was in Mississippi as a little kid in school in 66. In 66, I was a little kid in school there. And it was rough.
It was rough.
Mm-hmm. So, man, we got a school,
I
we got a school
again,
over here in Fort Worth. We got a school in Fort Worth, right? It was
mm-hmm.
all one race. You know what I'm talking about? Just did like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
it was all one race. I ain't talking about the white race. I'm talking about all one race.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
You know, when they want to say it, African-Americans, that's what that y'all want to say. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was all one race.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Herman knowing what I'm talking about, I am terror, right? They mm-hmm. would segregate me. They wouldn't segregate, man. Cause I mean, all they had to do is segregate, and they gonna give them some support. You know what I'm talking about? They gonna get all with the support from the distant forward, this ISD. You know, they gonna get all this here. But I mean, you and I don't know that school been open since the 1800s, man. And how them
yeah.
people was mm-hmm. getting treated back then. You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking? And they can
mm-hmm.
see this. You know, mingling with somebody that you did them like they did. You know what I'm talking about? So I understand that video better, Brother Tim. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people hurt behind that word. There's some people hurt, and we say it so casually. There's some people hurt behind
mm-hmm.
certain things
yeah.
people that said at their mouth. We put in a song, that's my doo-doo, that's my doo-doo-doo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't
yeah.
know how degrading that is, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we over here, man, but I guess it's for stuff for help somebody.
Hey, Ramirez,
yes, sir.
My uncle was cutting the grass. Mm-hmm. And you heard, see, some of them people lost their lives. My uncle was cutting the
yes,
grass. In 66, they didn't have no in-house showers outside.
Mm-hmm.
And every
mm-hmm.
time he would go around that shower, she would throw the door wide open.
Mm-hmm.
She'd throw the door open on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't do nothing. He kept going. She broke up out that shower mm-hmm. and started hollering, he looking at me. And
mm-hmm.
she ran to the porch.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up mm-hmm. calling him Mr. Snow Haney. So you had to put that
mm-hmm.
MR in front of it. But you know what the old man did? The old man was sitting right there in the living room. His son said, give him a good grab the shotgun, call the police.
Mm.
The old man come out, and he told my grandfather, he said, Charlie, did you take that boy home? He said, by God, I was sitting right here looking at her. He said, every time that boy come around, she'd throw that doggone door open. So you take that boy
mm.
home. Now, if God hadn't been in the plan, and he has
mm.
been as racist as the rest of the world, Uncle House would have got
mm.
killed that night. They wouldn't have him but locked him up.
Mm.
My God,
mm-hmm.
Bill, he tried to escape. The boy tried to take my gun from him, and I had to shoot him. That's all what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to explain
yeah.
to him, Brother Dog tried to explain last week, who's going to do the investigation? The brother-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be your lawyer? The cousin? Who's going to be the judge?
Mm-hmm.
The granddaddy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want some strength, God will send you through some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The name
Well, Brother Eric, I'm so glad I don't know anything about that kind of stuff because I was only born in Birmingham, Alabama. So I didn't know my own because I wouldn't know anything about it. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
But
You understand. You know,
like
and
my brother said,
about
segregation. I was there when they desegregated schools. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was there when Wallace said segregation today, segregation forever. I was there. I was there.
Now watch this, Brother Dee.
I had one teacher, Brother Eric.
I got to say this.
They show it in so many different ways.
Okay.
They give us King's birthday as a holiday, but they won't give it them on his birthday.
But yet you get Lincoln
two birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's something. You won't give us his day, but you give us a day.
That's a whole other beast. See, you know, that's when I really was starting out, Reverend Henry, brothers and sisters, I was really starting out. What I was trying to get to is that there too. That man, we've been going to some racial things. Most of us, all our life, man. Even if you did grow up in that era, you've been some kind of way. Been even if you might be the recipient of it, you might have did it. You know what I'm talking about? you might have been did some hateful things. You might have said some hateful things. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Because some of that stuff is instilled in us. If you've been around anybody, you know, I ain't never don't do this. Like Brother D was saying, you didn't grow up in that area. You don't never say what you want to do. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know,
right.
And I know for a fact that my uncle was, you know, he saw my grandfather, man, get disrespected real bad. And he still talk about it, man. And he 80 years old, dog.
Yeah.
And it bothered him. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why I said when I hear that woman say what she said, Brother Tim, that we need to go back to Africa and all that there. You know, and I'm like, you know, I started saying to myself, that's why the world is still so messed up, man. We got the man, she gonna tell her kids, and they gonna tell their kids,
right?
And they gonna tell their kids, and man, and for long, that's why, like we were saying that earlier, they gonna talk about they talking about the people coming out of prison killing people, they talking about the prison the don't sell guns to the people that the, you know, criminals, but the ones who get the guns, the ones who killing a lot of folks up. You know, I think something happened. Here recently down
California.
Here.
Something happened
down here recently. A little boy, man, over in Pasco High School, right? I don't know if you know it. Pasco High School.
Oh yeah.
Young man went and shot this girl and this boy. These kids don't know what they're doing, man.
It's crazy. And they never have seen. They just see on TV how a bullet does a person, and when they do kill and shoot people like that, they literally lose their mind anyway because they're so scared and frustrated. Because I've seen when I go deer hunting and shoot a deer and what the bullet does to them, and I've seen when my son shot the deer and he was like so much blood and he was freaking out. He said, "No, this ain't for me, Dad. I don't like this," you know. And so when people do things like that, they don't realize. They just see it on TV. It ain't just a little wound, man, things like that, man. When blood is gushing out and people losing their life and can't breathe, and it's a traumatic experience that they don't know, and they don't. It's just sad on everybody's part. But we really need to stop and open our eyes and see what's going on around us, because I'm telling you, we ain't got numb to 8 people got shot over here, 10 people got shot over here celebrating over here. People go to, the little kid go to and shot his teacher, 6 or 7 years old, shot his teacher because he didn't like what the teacher said. And, you know, these are the crazy things that we need to recognize. And it ain't always just gun control. It's about prayer. You took God out of the school, so guess what you got?
Yes.
You got the devil in there.
Yes.
You don't teach him about the love and God, who's Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life to save you. You don't teach them that. You don't put no Sunday school in them. You ain't going to get the devil out of them. So when you do that, and like you said, when people have never experienced the situation where you a boy and getting it, what Brother D said, getting your arm snatched, I said, I didn't break the window out. So you telling me Miss Susie is lying? Get your butt over here, boy. Don't you ever in your life, let me hear you say that an adult, she was saying something else, and whooped my butt right in front of Miss Susie, so Miss Susie never had a problem, you know, because that boy right there, I wasn't even over there. It wasn't me. It was my cousin, but I didn't tell on him, but I got my butt whooped for nothing. So what I'm trying to say, my brother and sister, we need to be open-minded. Don't let the devil bamboozle us and hold us, because it's coming on right around us, and it's filtering in, and like Brother Eric said, that it's not just them, they're training generation after generation after generation to hold on to this hatred.
Yeah, hatred.
Oh, hatred, man. Pure, unadulterated hatred.
I'm going to tell you what, it's so bad, Reverend Henry. It's so bad, man. And, you know, it was a time we didn't have automatic lock doors. Y'all remember that? Every time you had to reach over there and lock that door, you know. Some of them, I'll be for the poor folks, I'll put it that way. Every time you had to literally put your finger on that locket, you know. It didn't have no open the doors and shut the doors and crank it up card then. You had to get that stick the key in the ignition, you know what I'm talking about? You had to hold your foot when you push the lock in and locking the door, you had to hold the doorknob and push the knob in and shut the door and make sure it's locked. You know what I'm talking about? Because it wouldn't lock if you just push it down and shut the door, right? And now I seen this, right? Now that when they come to the time that they have the doors open and unlocked by power, right? Many times you can hear people, you know, I'm talking about the other people, right? They see you walking up, you know what I'm talking about? They're locking the doors now, you know what I'm talking about? Then you go in certain stores today. You go in certain stores and people, like the young kids look like they never seen. They, I don't know what they imagine when they see you. They're like, is it real? You know what I'm talking about? You know, because they have never been exposed with that kind of environment. You know what I'm talking about? They got them in not public school, very private school. How about that? not private, but very private school. You know, they make sure there ain't none of y'all in there. You know what I'm talking about? So they come up with this culture. They put in their mind. They say, well, we're not teaching them that, but you're teaching them to what? You're showing them in another way. You know, you be with your race, only your race. Man, that's not how it's going to work in society, man. It's not. We got to, like Reverend Herman said, start it off from the beginning. We are one. We are Christians. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what Bible they reading from, but we don't want, you know.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I didn't mean to change everything, but I just want to say thank you because it just touched my heart, man, to see that kind of foolishness. So pray for our people, man. We, on both sides, you know, like you said, people that's been hurt other people, and I'm talking about us. We've been hurt, and we won't forgive. We won't forgive them, you know, and there are some of them that laid their life down because they believe that we were being mistreated. They believe that it was unfair for us, you know, and now here we went through, and now we turned our back on God. We walked away. We say, Lord, we thank you for what you did and what you allowed us to go through. You know, like right now, I tell, thank you so much, Lord, because it didn't have to be. Pandemic could have took me right out. This COVID could have took me out. But I said thank you because Reverend Henry had it a couple times. But Brother Tim had it, and it was rough. But guess what? He gave me the medicine, and I was able to just snap out of it. And, you know, a little bit of side effects, but I'm good now. I got through with all my medicine. I feel great. But I'm just here to tell you that there are circumstances out there, Reverend Henry, that want to take you out. Why? Because he knows that God has a plan for each and every one of us. He didn't allow us to stay here just to breathe his air, to be in the way. He got a mission and assignment for us, and we need to lift him up. The Bible says that if I be lifted up, I draw all men. He can't draw because we're not lifting him up. We're not magnifying his name. We're not telling people how good he is and trying to show them that you can live this life and you can live it with abundance. But guess what? You got to put God first. And that's what the Bible tells. He says, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. But you got to seek him first. And then he'll add the other things unto you. So I'm just here to tell my brother and sister, we ain't preaching just to the choir. I'm just letting them know. Yeah. I am grateful. I'm thankful that this ministry is here, that both of you are working hard, striving to get the word out, lifting them up. And I know there's somebody on here wants to give their life to God. They want, but they just hold it on a little bit. And we don't want them just to come in. And we want them to change. We don't want them just to come in and be down. We want to encourage them. And I always tell Brother D and everybody when I say, there's old Whit, Memphis 901, Whit taught me something. He said, never look down on no man unless you're helping him up. And that's what we want to do on here, this ministry. Help people up. We want to encourage them. Let them know that God is real. This is the unadulterated word of God right here. You can trust in it. I guarantee you, I'll put my life on the line that God's word is true. That's all you got to do.
Good.
My soul is at stake here. Come on, man. We got to tell these people, and we've been sincere. And that's what you guys are doing. I'm very proud to be able to be on here with you guys. Thank you, thank
you,
thank you. Because this ministry is doing what it's supposed to do, encourage and uplift. Thank you. You guys are working hard. Continue to keep up the good work. But Tim is out.
Thank you for your prayer. Man, that's good, man. Yeah. You know, sometimes we go, you know, sometimes we do. You know, we try to let the protocol be what it is, you know. But sometimes it's just some kind of God speaking, maybe just us, man. You know what I'm talking about? And people who are listening, though, you know, as leaders and of the ministry, you know, I said that for a reason, because the ones speaking a lot, you know, that God is, we're not even, I can say this is not even Black history. And we brought up a conversation like that would be something like we brought up in Black, but God said we're dealing with a season, Reverend. Then we got to, like Brother Tim said, speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. It might be somebody on the phone right now. Or maybe some we don't see the number, Reverend. Maybe on the internet or out there with this world that we don't know, Reverend, might be struggling with that word hatred, man. You know, might be struggling with that. I've been taught the wrong way. I was glad when I came over here and I heard them. That it was over here to there, and I need to be comforted. Reverend Henry, we are one.
Yeah.
You know, in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And that's what Brother Rise was trying to say. And Brother Reverend Hill, Reverend Henry as well, man. We are one, man. We are here in one spirit, in one mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can come together like this, Reverend Henry. Mm-hmm. That's why we can do what we do. Hey, Martha, that's why when you get a nugget, we read it, because it encourages us to know that over where you at and where we down, where we at, wherever you want to say up or down, but where we at, we can come together and do this here and say, we call Christian walk. This is a Christian walk.
Mm-hmm.
We know you got to be reverent to the time. So that's what we're talking about, what's happening now.
Yes, sir.
You know, what's happening now.
Yes,
and
sir.
I call this love. I might be wrong, Reverend, but I call it love, Reverend. Mm-hmm. I might be dead wrong, but I call it love. Love is action. Love is action. I know Brother D said it all the time. He got his, it might be a cliche. We want to see us happy when we come, but we don't want to see us be happy when we leave. You know, you know. But we understand that real well. But sometimes God want to go a little farther with it. You know, pray for us, man. That if it was something said, you know, it was something that you could understood and apply it to your life, man. You know. This is what life changes. You can go tell somebody I was on there and they were talking about the preach word and they went over here and they did some more teaching on about hatred and segregation and they went everywhere, you know, and I was so glad, you know, I was on to be educated, you know, to mind. That's what we try to do so people can apply it to their life, real. If we just reach one person, really. One person, man. One. We don't have to worry about the thousand, you know, because it might be the thousand, the 9999 might be righteous, but that one. Just that one.
Right.
That's the ministry, man. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the ministry. What you got, Reverend?
Yes, sir. You know, as you guys talked and I listened and prayed, and, you know, it's so important that we teach love, because one thing about it, my pastor told us long ago, you know, you let the devil in for one thing, but he's actually coming to do something else. You know, and it may start off racial, but it will transcend into spiritual until if you make hate a practice, it'll go further than what you intended it to go. If you make it a practice, but you'll find yourself you may use it as an excuse for one thing or to be a prejudice against something, but it goes even into religion if you allow it. Even Christians will find themselves hating on one another and allow that spirit of hatred to move in.
Yeah.
So hallelujah. That's why we have to go Christ's way. We have to continue to remind those if they lift up love, he'll draw his love or look beyond a thought. None of us had nothing to do with what color we are, what race we are, what nationality we are. None of us had nothing to do how fair we may look or how displeasant we may look to others. But but he created all in his image. Hallelujah. And if you don't like the way you look, the best thing you can do is find out the way God, hallelujah, wants your heart to be. I tell you, and you'll look beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. You'll look beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care what skin color you are. There's no difference. Oh, I don't care where you're born, where you be born or free, where you be Greek or Jew. Those Jews were the chosen, but we have an opportunity to be his chosen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you ought to give God thanks. Knowing and listening to what others had been through, to knowing how much God has blessed, how much. See, some of us are so engulfed in so much the love of God that we haven't experienced nothing. We thinking, surely the younger generation thinking, it's always being, that's why they look at us crazy when we try to tell them. You know, others have went through hardship. we've experienced of ourselves even to this day. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Even in the same race, we've experienced it. It needs to die.
That's right, Doctor.
The more we let it roam, the more it will transcend into other things. Hallelujah. But
right,
then, the more we, one thing about it, the more we love, love is more powerful than hate. And what people don't realize, that God showed me how powerful it was. Love drove a perfect man to the cross. Love before the foundation of the world. Love laid down. Love decided to, whatever our imperfection was, love decided I'll have something for that will cover. Oh, I feel this Holy Spirit. Love. Let's show you how powerful it is.
Yes, sir.
Love makes you care when you want to hate. When you want to get that blessed in the way, but when you realize that you come on, prodigal son, when you come to, oh, hallelujah, when you come to yourself, you're like, man, I can't do that. Man, I have to forgive, Lord. I have to correct it. See, because I want my communication to be open to him. That's why he tells us before we go to the altar, go back to that brother or that sister that you may have wounded. Hallelujah. So your hand is not blood guilty, you know. I'm so glad. he so fixed it so we can be blameless. We can be blameless because though they do us bad, but if we show love.
That's it, love.
Oh, hallelujah.
Love.
No matter what they have done, but what we more concerned with, because we know, preacher told us long ago, it's coming up again.
That's it.
So when those books are open, oh, hallelujah, when those books are open, we'll find hallelujah that is written in blood.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. So, you know, these light afflictions,
mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. But see, we're more concerned with what God thinks about. We're more concerned, though they may abuse us, that's for a moment. But when we let that love abide, we'll understand, and our understanding will stay on course. Hallelujah.
then we won't allow that hatred of the devil to move in to knock us off our square. But if
yes,
we continue to love, God continues to have us in this fellowship that will take us through. Love, if it took Jesus to the cross, to the grave. Hallelujah. That's it. Then down in hell, hallelujah, to step the captive,
right, right,
then
right.
back to us,
yeah.
hallelujah, unto his Father. And it didn't stop there. And he still kept going. And even right now, he still, hallelujah, though we go through in our heart, we still press towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Because of this love. Because when we love, we are drawn. When we love, oh hallelujah, when we love, when we lift up love, it causes others to look up on it. Like, man, they're just peculiar people. Man, that guy should have, I cussed him out. He should have cussed me back. But he let love overrule. I did him wrong. So he would do something, but he let love abide. Hallelujah. And love will find you. Oh, hallelujah. Love will do this for us. And it'll cause others to come back and say, man, I'm sorry. It was something troubling me. I can't have no peace until I come back and tell you that I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Love calls us. Hallelujah. Love will promote righteousness, not self-right, but righteousness. Love will promote humility. Oh, hallelujah. Love will cause you to have joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. It'll make you be fruitful. Oh, it'll make you be faithful. Love.
Beautiful.
Thank you, greatness. Hallelujah. Love. I'm glad. That's why. Love. But let us know if we all come together in love, watch what God will do. when we show love, it changes the mind of God. Oh, hallelujah. When we tell those the truth, whether it hurt, but we tell them the truth, we want them to know the truth and not be deceived. And then when they know the truth, they're going to do something about it. When they know the truth, they say, man, Brother Tim told me, Brother D told me, Reverend Brian told me, Reverend Henry told me. Then a council set up within themselves, knowing that they have heard the word. They heard the truth, and they got to do something about it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. We come together with that love. Oh, it keeps us. Hallelujah. That's why we have to remind each other that, hey, I love you and I appreciate you. And pray for me. Pray for me as I pray for you. This is our strength. This love is our strength. You want some strength? Love somebody. You want some strength? Care for someone. Lord, let me know one time when I was going through. Let me know the best way a prayer can be heard when I'm more concerned with others than I am for myself. If I'm more concerned with others, he'll take care of my situation. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, because that's why he gave me a spirit. I don't mind being stepped on. I don't mind being people doing what they will, because I know the battle is not mine, because it's not by my mind. But it's by the Spirit of the Lord that things will change. I can't be an example if I'm not doing what I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't be a leader if I'm not leading by example. I can't, if I'm not taking ownership. I love beautiful
how Brother
D took ownership a while ago. And see, I know when to hear God's voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you take ownership,
that's it.
You confess, and then when you confess, there's a peace that passes all understanding. You have peace when you have confessed. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when you say, hey, don't nobody have to tell it on me, I go tell it on myself.
Dead on myself. Dead on myself.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
When you know that God is saying.
God will bless you when you say, that's my bad. I'll let the scripture correct. Oh, because the scripture is the word of God.
Yes,
now
it's
watch this, Reverend.
I know you
and high gear, Reverend. Reverend.
Oh, hallelujah. But the spirit,
Reverend, I know you're in high gear, Reverend.
Our words may change. Thank you.
Reverend, I know you're in high gear, Reverend. I know you're in high gear. I understand you're in high gear, Reverend.
Thank
but,
you.
I've been around Brother D. I don't know Brother Tim. I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna say 5 years. How about that? I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it 5 years. And Brother Willard Dahl sent him to school. So he went there. He went in the class. He got taught. But I want you to keep your little running going, Reverend Henry. But I want to give kudos, man. When I heard it too, the first time, the Bible said, after a mile for two or three, establish the truth.
Come on,
that's
true.
What I asked Reverend Henry earlier.
I know
you heard it, Reverend Henry. And that's what I said. Yeah. I said, that brother repented, and then he did it like, he said he glad how God did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I just know how long I've been around them. I seen change in this brother. You know what I'm talking
Thank
about?
You,
a lot of people probably don't believe it. I seen change in this brother. And I know, he equipped with the word. I know
you.
He understand the word. But I know God is doing something. I ain't doing like this, saying this about talking about it. I'm telling you, what he did was nothing but God. That was nothing
Thank
but God.
You,
I want to establish that. I want to say this again. After why I stopped Reverend Henry is because after the mouth or two or three established.
Two or three.
Thank you.
Brother Carl, as I can say that, brother Carl, he did it. God accepted it. Remember him back there. So there were three witnesses there. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm telling you, God had moved. He moved. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all know we're going a little longer, right? I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all from the bottom of my heart. Nobody's competing with each other. Nobody's competing with you.
Amen. Amen.
God is trying to speak to somebody.
Amen.
God is trying to speak to somebody. And it might just be us, folks. Help me, Jose.
Yes, sir.
You know, can I say
Thank
it again? It just might just be us. You know what I'm saying? So
we forever learning, Rip. We forever learning.
Yeah.
We forever learning.
That's what I'm saying. I got blessed. I heard my brother say what he said. And I know Reverend Henry. That's what I said. So I said, Reverend, I know you heard that. I said, so that's why. It's hard for us to turn it out because we ain't got no sense, you know. We love God, you know.
That's right.
So Reverend Hennon went to high gear, you know, so much. Because he started talking about the because tomorrow might not be promised. It might be somebody on here.
That's right.
It might be just tapped in that we don't know. You know, talking about what? Because Brother D said something profound, man. He did when he said, "I might have said it wrong. It might have given it wrong. Even it might have wanted God wouldn't let me do." And he know God. He gave the credit to God. Said God, it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time. We did it over here. He said, "It might not be done to people over here." Watch this, Brother D. That's why I know it was for us. This
and not only that, Ramirez, I hadn't talked to you. You know, I hadn't said anything to you. So you didn't know how I was feeling. And, you know, I don't even think you was on the server that was that day because I didn't hear you.
I didn't know.
But God was
there.
God wouldn't let the show come with Dog Russell all day long with it.
Now, when I tell you I need some prayer, keep me in prayer because I'm going through a few things, right?
Man.
You know what I'm talking about? So that's why I'm saying. Now, I couldn't be able. I've been getting on here late. Reverend Henry tell you? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
I've been getting on, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't want Reverend Henry to say I just cut him all the way off, but I want you to tell you, Reverend Henry, I want to let you know what the Holy Spirit gave me just then after my for two
Amen.
Or three. Establish
Amen.
The
truth. That's scripture.
Somebody
that's scripture.
Need to know that was some word that came out of Brother D, man. That, we could hang up the phone when he just did. I'll tell you. What he said, it takes transparent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It takes transparent for the do what we do. You have to tell the people you're wrong and you're right. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you're lying, God. Now you're lying, God, to grow you. Now you're letting God to grow you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's lying to prove.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to do this. I'm going to get out your way, Reverend. Get back in that gear you was in. Let me say this here. Like you get that gear you in. Let go of the train break. When I come, let go of the train break now. Now you get the parachute. It's time to get ready. But before you hit the parachute, let me tell you this here. That after the mile, or two or three, established the tree.
Thank you.
It did.
Thank you.
It did. Yeah.
Thank you.
Some things don't need a buffer. You know what I'm talking about? Some things don't need a buffer. Sometimes, that's why Pastor Hill used to do this here. I don't know, Reverend Hill, you know I'm saying it from my heart. Sometimes when Pastor Hill, he do something, nothing come behind it. Sometimes, it's almost like a mic drop kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about? It was profound to me, you know. For a strong man of God like he is, to say what he said, he was transparent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? He was transparent. We're gonna talk about this behind
Thank
your back.
You.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Brother Tim,
yes,
we're gonna talk about it behind your back. But God wouldn't let us do it. We had to do it in front of his face and tell us something good to you, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we have. But Tim was there. But Tim kept checking in. But Tim was checking in. Monty was checking in. Dog was trying to get the show up. He couldn't get up. But I say again, God makes no mistake. See, the Lord knew it before.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord knew my intentions before my intentions knew me. He already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah, he did.
And like I said, I never said nothing to my brother. But when he brought it up today, I was just so amazed. I'm like, this is precisely what I want to speak on to you. Today, the Lord did the correction. God did it. And all I could do is just say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just tell him thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's beautiful, man. I'm going to say this, Reverend Aaron.
We're also being taught.
That's in the book.
Teach. We're also being taught.
Yeah. It's in the book. He said, as you are preaching and teaching, you're saving yourself and others too. He said, that's it, Hey, Reverend Aaron. You know, well, just be you and I on the phone. You catch my drift. don't leave before the benediction.
Good
sir.
You may catch that late on, brother. You may catch that late on, man. That was pretty good, man. We had a pretty good show, man. I ain't lying, man, God. And I'm going to say this again for the ones that maybe already fell off and everything, but for the ones that stay, I just wanted you guys to know we pray. We thank you for staying on like y'all. I know it's longer than we ever probably been in a while, but let you know that God spoke today. He did, man. And we're sorry if it's somewhere you thought in your mind or somebody in their mind, you know, thought it went another way, but that was God speaking, man. It was really God speaking. And I used to say this in a long time ago. I don't apologize for the Holy Spirit. For what God have done, man. He moved. He did some things today. He spoke some things today. And I hope you were blessed today, because I know I was. I was taught today, and I seen a blessing. Brother, you probably don't know. You probably don't know what you just did a while ago that did something for your life.
Mm.
I just mean that. To you.
I knew what the Lord did for
probably,
me, my brother.
Some here you had in your heart, what you just did,
it can come
together, because what you just done, being transparent that you was, man, it takes a real man of God to do that, to be transparent like this. And you get a great example when Jasper Williams did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. Pastor William did that, you know, he's a giant man in the ministry. You know what I'm talking about? When he did it, you know what I'm talking about?
Teaching role for 60 years.
Yeah.
And came to the congregation and tell them.
Yeah.
He didn't go in the closet. He came to the congregation to tell them, I have been teaching wrong for 6 years.
See, I'm going to tell y'all this. Reverend and I, we go, our church back really open on Tuesday now, right? So we go in Tuesday. We go in church Tuesday, right? You know, we go in Tuesday, right? Back physically, you know, talking about real strong, you know. And to say this here, I'm going to try to get on this evening with you guys because I want to, I know you got a, y'all got a word today. Somebody got a word today, you know, talking about an encouraging word today, you know, talking about, and I know it because God can set free if we'll be more transparent.
Man.
People,
you know what I'm talking about? It might not be even one person you touch, Brother D, or Brother Ryle. It might not be one person you touch, Reverend Henry, but that one person God look at, he look at it just like the 10,000. You know what I'm talking about? He look
well,
at
that, it. There's a passage of scripture for that.
Yes, sir. It's in the book.
What a
one.
Yes, sir. It's in the book. And the angels in heaven rejoicing. If just one comes, and I'll start by letting you know, if they rejoice over one, how do you think they feel over many? How do you think?
Now, I'm going to say this here.
If just
I'm
one
comes
in,
I know we got to get out of here. I promise we're going to get out of here.
I hope
we don't catch on fire again when I say this. You know, talking about there's going to be a time that you can go to work and work 10 hours, 12 hours. There's going to be a time you can be on the back line. Watch this, Brother Eric. You can be on the back line and be on there 24 hours. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen. Amen.
There's going to be a time that God's going to say, why did you leave so early off to God's plan? Why did you leave so early off the prayer hour? Why did you leave? So I gave you opportunity, but God wanted to hear from you. He said, but did I speak to Riles? Did I speak to Brother D? Did I speak to Brother Reverend Henry? Did I speak to the ones I told you when I told the word and they gave it to you? But God wanted to hear directly from you that you was. He gonna tell them you was. Jesus had to tell them. Have I been with you so long? You have not known the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The Father
yet
is me and I.
You don't know. Yes,
you don't know. You don't know.
All this time. Walking and talking with you, eating with you, yet you still don't know.
You still don't know. You struggle with it, you know. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right now. God is good, man. And y'all keep us in prayer, man. That we won't be another 2 hours, you know. But we'll try to do it a little better next time, you know.
I promise y'all hope and pray it be longer.
I know, man.
We can't never get it. But, you know, a friend of mine told me a long time ago, he said, if you want to enjoy yourself, he said, read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Read the Bible. If you want to enjoy yourself, you want to have the time of your life, read the Bible. Well, God will give you everything you need to get to you. All you got to do is come. That's all Reverend Mary was saying in the morning when he said a lot of us are coming and leaving the same way we came. You're not coming. You're just going in. You got to come unto him. You're not coming unto God. You're not trying to go under God and sit. See, when you come under God, Reverend Mary, you come in, you have a seat, and you wouldn't be taught the word of God. But when you just come into the church, you're coming in and see what new dress he wore today. Did he buy a new suit? Girl, I'm tired of him wearing the same old clothes. And they can't wait. You're watching your watch. He stayed 15 minutes longer than he did last week. He didn't preach his own labor. I got to go home and eat. As the world turns, is coming on. That's when you're coming in. But when you come unto, come unto me. All
emanation. Yeah.
I will give you rest. You can't give yourself rest.
Yeah. Take up my
yourself rest.
Yeah.
And learn of me.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Reverend, get us out of here. Go on, finish your sermon, man. You know, Brother Carl over there, he'll crank it back up, and Reverend Ryle over there, he read the same that song, Don't Let the Devil Ride. If you let him ride, you don't want to try.
That's it. Don't let it ride.
Praise the Lord.
Don't let it ride.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, remember, there's a precious future for that. There's a precious future
yes,
for that.
Yes, sir.
If I was a man, I would always pray and not pray. See, the moment you pray, he can say them rules. The moment you pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you give him rules right there. He's a man out to always pray. Don't let him in. And Satan told man, look what Satan told man. He told man, he said, I can't come in as you left me. I know you did because he said, look at Job. He said, you got a hedge of protection
around you. I told you, Reverend Henry.
Hey, Reverend, he wants to protect you. That's the good part about it. God wants to protect man. All you got to do is let him. He said, look, he said, I can't touch him. You got a hedge of protection. He said, but if you move your head. And the Lord said something. He said, look here. You can have him. He said, but you can't touch
his
soul.
At your feet. Oh, come on, Lord.
Hey,
yes, sir.
I'm like Brother D now. There's a scripture for that. Exodus 24.
There's a scripture for
Exodus 24.
Come on,
Rev.
Come on, man.
Exodus 24.
Yes, sir.
What did it say, Rev. Brian? Exodus 24:2.
I ain't gonna have me in church all day. I ain't got no more offer, man. I'm fresh out of money, man. Come on, brother. We'll go back on Tuesday. We'll be on Tuesday evening, man. Maybe Brother Riles and Brother Carl let us say a word over there, man. You know, maybe that may make us say a word.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We thank God for what I've seen, what our hearts have witnessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason why I say what our eyes have seen, because God has been in the midst.
Yeah.
Because his Holy Spirit moved in and just did the broadcast for us. It gave us help. Because we came together in love, hoping and expecting that God was in our midst. That's why it's hard for us to, because we've been with God and we've been in this service, and it's hard for us to turn it off. So we just thank God for him being here. Thank God for him taking somebody say mud me. And letting us fellowship and experience his love. His love towards us and towards mankind that makes us the love of God in our heart makes us do his will, no matter how weak or how strong, but it's because we love God. We consider our ways and we try the best we can. And when we falter, we repent, we get back up, and we try to do His will. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for redeeming us and setting us free and helping us, because we can't do nothing without Him. If He leave us to ourselves, oh Lord. But I'm glad He keeps us in his hand. Sometimes he has to whoop us, but we're still in his hand. Sometimes he has to chastise us, but we're still in his hand. he haven't forsaken us. He haven't turned us to our own way, but he continued to give us an unction in our heart that makes us want to do the best that we can while we can. Praise the Lord as we go to God in prayer. We just want to tell him thank you for being there, for being God, for Jehovah, hallelujah, for listening and helping us and then showing a witness with his spirit, with his Holy Spirit, witnesses to the truth. We thank him, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, we come just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit, Lord, how it came in and your Holy Spirit with peace and with truth. It oh, Father God, thank you, Lord. Words can't explain how we feel, but we just said thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to have your way in our lives, in our service, the service we try to do for you. Have your way, Lord. Bless us, our hearts, to continue to lean, trust, hope, and depend on you and look for you as our God. Hallelujah. Continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit and continue to renew our minds with the knowledge you've given us, and bless our minds not to be closed unto you, but our minds and our hearts to be open, that as we consider you, the more will you pour into us and give us the unction, hallelujah, to read more, to study more, no matter how much you've already given us. We have an opening in our heart to fill us up, Lord. Whatever you would have to do, Father, shape us and make us and mold us just what you would have us to be. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that every testimony, every prayer, every witness, every repentance, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me one second while I get this. Peter stirred back up. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. For those that don't know, that's why we went so long today. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my paper. Can I do it like that? Yeah. And he said, it was still room. Yeah, it was still room.
And I'm just going back. He said, still room.
Still room.
God
still
is so good to us.
Yeah, still room. Don't you want to? Don't you want to eat?
Robert's gonna be at work.
You
know he got to go. And
Kaylee. Yeah, I'm sitting up here doing this thing. I'm gonna hang up. I'm probably gonna hang up because I ain't got no sense not to. I don't keep on. Yeah. I guess right now I can't say this here. I hope y'all ain't glad for us to leave.
Hey, Robert, you know where it is. I'm gonna tell you where it is, Robert. He missed you good. He made a dumb about it. We ain't got no sense hanging for it. You know he just missed you good. Brother, I didn't see the curve. I was in it before I saw it. But God just missed you good to it. Better try to wipe him out. But look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Good.
Him,
open him, the Lord's on there. And when you ain't got
him,
the city can't win.
It's good.
God brought a young man out of thousands into hundreds and told me to not go and fight. I don't need you to take all the people over there. He was trying to take thousands. He said, no, no, brother, I'm down at 300. He said, go fight now.
You know what, Brother D? It just don't make no sense, man. It don't take
thank
off.
You,
this, what
you
doing,
thank
man?
You, Jesus.
What y'all doing over there? It don't take back. Why are you not
Lord.
Hanging this phone up?
In the name of Jesus, God is so good to man.
Yeah.
So good
name of Jesus, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, man.
Now to him.
Who's there? Yeah. Where y'all at from? What's wrong? Y'all ready to go?
Keep you from falling.
Yeah, 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 ye
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Come over here, Bill. Come over here.
Amen.
Come over here.
Amen. Thank you, man. Thank you, Jesus. Man, you know, man, when you said Joe Manny, I felt something. It felt like lightning when you said dominion. Oh man! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, they wonder why we say that praise and why the blood is running warm. You should tell God thank you for the opportunity to present itself. I just don't know.
Well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well. Now unto him that is able to exceed abundantly all that he has.
Or he thanks. Keeps you from falling. Yes, sir. I like
it. What is it, brother?
You may stumble and fall, but he'll keep you. He'll keep you.
Yes, sir.
He's a keeper, brother.
I want y'all to walk with me with this. Now, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages without the end. Amen. Now watch this. That might not help you because you ain't hung up yet. You haven't hung up yet? Did y'all see that? For he said, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we ask him. I will.
Yeah.
The man, that didn't work either, because y'all still here.
One from another.
That didn't go. He said that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God,
rest
the communion of the Holy Ghost be with
rest
you all. Amen. Y'all still here?
Y'all
still here?
Amen.
Amen. May the road rise to meet you.
May the Lord white.
May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine softly on your upon your face, and the rain fall softly on your field. Until we meet again, may God hold the palm of His hand. May the Holy Spirit rest rule in the fire. Until we meet again, because y'all ain't left yet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So I read about five different things. You still don't believe, huh? Reverend, you better hang up the phone, but they ain't going to go nowhere, man.
don't leave before the benediction. Don't leave before the benediction.
Don't leave before the benediction.
Don't believe them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Rob,
because those that left before the benediction, they didn't get a chance. They didn't get a chance to hear him say, "It's finished."
Amen.
They left before the benediction. They didn't get to hear him say,
"That's
forgive them." What
is
that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Left before the benediction, they didn't get to hear him this day you'll be with me. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. Let the Spirit have His way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today. Let the Spirit have His way. About. I know that feeling. They try to put your hands down, but your feet start moving. I know that feeling. You try to hold your feet, but your hands go up. I know that feeling. It all flows. Then they say this.